Welcome back to the OU Daily Tehillim and Chizuk phone call. This is Naftali Herman from the Orthodox Union. Thank you so much for joining today's program and for making it a part of your day on Friday, Erev Shabbos Kodesh, Parshas Vayera, the 19th day of the month of Cheshvan. We finally made it. Shabbos is almost here. Thank you to our wonderful and generous sponsors for their continued support, as his names are prominently listed in the daily OU Tehillim email, the sponsor of future programs, and we really appreciate your help and your support. Please visit ou.org/call. That's ou.org/call. And please note the deadline to submit a sponsorship for Sunday's program is today at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Really incredible. One of our wonderful callers or wonderful listeners, we really have the greatest callers in the world, shared with an email with me just a few days ago. I'll give you a shout out, Ellen, who on her own initiative was counting for fun how many calls we're up to. I think it was back in June. I forget exactly when we recognized that we had achieved 100 calls. So in Yirat Hashem, if our counting is correct, and Ellen will get back to me on the exact number, we will be commemorating, and I would add celebrating, our 200th call at some point next week. Really a testament to all of you for calling day in and day out. On behalf of the OU, it is my esteemed honor to introduce Rabbi Michael Bleicher of the Almora Hills Minyan in Elizabeth, New Jersey, to share Divrei Chizuk, which will be immediately followed by Rabbi Bleicher slowly reciting our three daily chapters of Tehillim, Perek, Chaf Gimel, Kuf Chaf Aleph, and Kuf Lamed. Those are chapters 23, 121, and 130. And it'll be followed by the Mishnah Berach, Lecholim, and Achenu. We will conclude with a brief conversation with Rabbi Bleicher to learn more about his wonderful community in Elizabeth. Please stay tuned afterwards for information regarding Sunday's speaker, Bechavod, with great honor, Rabbi Bleicher.
Thank you, Naftali. It's really a privilege to be a part of this today, to be able to gather together to daven and to share some words of Torah on this first early Shabbos of the year. You know, thinking back 200 calls, I remember how meaningful the idea was and how meaningful it was to be able to pause in the middle of my day back in March and April when this first started and my schedule was very different. How meaningful it was to be able to join together with Jews around the world to daven, to learn, and to show Hashem that we are united. I'd like to also thank our New Jersey Regional Director of Synagogues, Rabbi Avi Heller, for all that he does for shuls in our area and for facilitating my participation today. And a thank you to OU Executive Vice Presidents, Rabbi Moshe Hauer, Rabbi Dr. Josh Joseph, as well as my longtime mentor, Mr. Mark Meishbein, for the leadership and vision of facilitating meaningful programs such as these. And thank you, Naftali, again, for keeping this going. We should merit that in the merit of our community coming together in our service of Hashem, may it be a merit for ourselves, our family, and our community. This call continues to this day because, unfortunately, there are still members of our community who are sick, some of whom are hospitalized from COVID-19, and we all pray and daven that they have a speedy recovery. And sometimes that kind of suffering and struggle causes a crisis of faith. Tomorrow morning, God willing, we'll read about Avraham Avinu, our forefather, who left behind everything to follow the word of God, who also experienced a moment of doubt in God. Hashem told Abraham that he's going to decimate the city of Sodom. And upon hearing of Hashem's plan, Abraham found the plan unacceptable. He asked, how could Hashem punish the righteous along with the wicked? And the Midrash records that Abraham was astounded, that Hashem was not committed to keeping the promise that he made to Noah of not destroying the world after the Mabul. How could he destroy these cities with fire? And Abraham was deeply distraught over the impending calamity in Sodom and struggled to understand how Hashem could allow this to happen. How could he see the suffering? And after Avraham was told that there aren't even 10 righteous people, Avraham admits defeat. Vayilech Hashem ka'asher kilo ledaber el Avraham. Hashem departed after finishing to speak to Avraham. V'Avraham shav l'mekomo. and Abraham returned to his place. Why would the Torah need to tell me that Abraham returned to his place? It's pretty obvious, not that important. Where else would he go? And Rav Eliyahu Monk suggests that the Torah isn't relating a simple, benign fact. Every word in the Torah is precious and important and meant to instill an important message for us. Not just that Abraham went home, but rather the Torah is telling us about Abraham's incredible courage and faith. The Abraham Shavim Kamo teaches us that even though Abraham struggled with his faith, it never deterred him for a moment. And after his heated exchange with Hashem, he still returned to a life of value, with the same level of intensity and commitment and devotion to God as he had before. Because although he fundamentally disagreed with God's decision, he remained a committed servant of God with unshakable belief. Many of us have questions, have doubts and struggles. Some of them are stronger and louder on some days than others. But faith, by definition, requires just that, faith. We don't believe in running away from questions. We embrace them. It's the reality of our human condition. And the critical question is not, do we have questions? But a thinking person thinks about, what do I do next? What do I do with this question? How do I grapple with it? And Abraham Avinu models for us that questions are reasonable or acceptable. And ultimately, his commitment laid the groundwork for generations of believers that would follow, believers who also encountered suffering and questions. Rav Avraham Lichtenstein Zatzal continued the tradition of Avraham's lessons in an essay that he wrote about faith when he said that what I received from all my mentors at home or in yeshiva was the key to confronting life, particularly modern life in all its complexity. The recognition that it wasn't so necessary to have all the answers as to learn to live with the questions. Regardless of what issues, moral, theological, textual, or historical vexed me, I was confident that they had been raised by masters far sharper and wiser than myself. And if they had remained impregnably steadfast in their commitment, so should and could I. Now, the world today is complicated. So much illness, economic and political uncertainty. There's so much that we don't understand. There's so many questions that weigh on us and have weighed on us for so long. But we know that even in those moments of spiritual darkness, when it feels like we're all alone, like Abraham, the questions we ask cannot undermine our unshakable commitment to the Ribono Shel Olam. The Abraham Shavim Kamo and Abraham returned to his place, you know, no matter what happened this week. Let's enter Shabbos returning to that anchor, returning to that place of value, seeking to reconnect with Hashem, who has always taken care of us individually, communally, and nationally, as well as reconnecting with those around us in a safe and healthy, socially distant way when necessary, but really trying to reconnect, to attach to our family and friends. And in the merit of that effort and that commitment, may we soon see the elimination of this pandemic, that we can unite together through other OU programs outside of the shadow of the pandemic. I'll now continue with Tehillim, Psalms chapter 23. Mizmor leDavid, Adonai ro'i lo echzar, binos desha yarbitzeni, almei minuchosi nahaleni, nafshi yeshovev yancheni b'magrei tzedek l'ma'an shelo, gam ki eilech b'geitz almaves, lo irara ki ata imadi, shiftecha uvishantecha hema yinachamoni, ta'aroch lefanai sholcha neged tzorerai, dishanta v'shemen roshi, Kosi Revaya. Ach tov v'chesed yirdefuni kol yimei chayai v'shavti b'veis Hashem l'orach yamin. We proceed with chapter 121, Perek Kuf Chof Aleph. Shir l'ma'alos, esa einai al ha'harim, e'ayin yavo edri. Ezri me'im Adonai, osei shamayim v'aretz. Al yitein l'mo'u raglecha, al yonum shomrecha. Hinei lo yonum velo yishon, shomer Yisrael. Adonai shomerecha, Adonai tzelecha al yad yiminecha. Yomam hashemesh lo yakeka, v'yareach balayla. Adonai yishmarcha mikora, yishmores nafshecha. Adonai Yishmor Teisecha Uvalecha Me'ata V'ad Olam. Continue with chapter 130, Perek Kuf Lamed. Shir Hamalos, Mima'ama Kim Kirasicha Adonai. Adonai Shema V'koli Tihiyena Aznecha Kashuvos V'kol Tachaninai. Ima Vonos Tishmorya Adonai Yia Amod. Ki Imcha Haslicha Lema'an Tivarei. Kivisi Adonai kivisa nafshi v'lidvaro hocholti. Nafshi l'Adonai mishomerim laboker, shomerim laboker. Yachel Yisrael el Adonai, ki im Adonai hachesed v'harbei mofidus. V'hu yifte'es Yisrael mikol avonosav. I'll now recite a Misha Berach Hacholim, a prayer for those who are sick. Please insert the names for those whom you know who need our tefillos, whom you wish to daven for. When I pause. Misha Berach Avosteinu Avraham Yitzchak Yaakov Moshe Aharon David Ushlomo Hu Yivarech Yerapeas Acholim. We now conclude with Achinu. Achinu Kodesh Yisrael Hanesunin Bitara Vishivya. Ha'omdim bein bayam uvein bayabasha. Ha'makom yirachem aleihem, miyotziei mitzara levacha, me'afela le'ora, mishibud le'geula, hashra ba'agala uvizman kariv v'nomar amen.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Bleicher. Let's start with the most important question. How are you, your family, and the community doing?
Baruch Hashem, we are doing well. We're getting ready for this first early Shabbos of the year here in Elizabeth. We're looking forward to an unseasonably warm Shabbos, which will, God willing, allow our community to come together to be shoveling komenu, to return to our places in shul, outdoors, at minyanim, shiurim, socially distant gatherings, to really enjoy a meaningful and restful Shabbos after what has been a busy week for all of us.
Amazing. So we were fortunate a number of, it's hard to keep track at this point, weeks, months ago, we had Rabbi Schwartz on from your neck of the woods. And Elizabeth and the broader Elizabeth community is a very, very special place with an incredible structure. It goes back for a very, very long time. But if you could give us an overview, more specific to your shul, but more general, the gadol, the community as a whole, for those of us who may not be as familiar as the really amazing community of Elizabeth.
Sure. Thank you for the opportunity to share that. Something that we're very proud of. The Elmore Hills Minyan is a shul that's located on the border of Elizabeth and Union. It's actually located in Elizabeth, but as you referenced, we call ourselves part of the greater Elizabeth Kehila. It includes Elizabeth, Union, Hillside, and our members really share a deep commitment to meaningful davening, a commitment to personal and religious growth through daily consistent Torah learning with shiurim for men and women, Baruch Hashem, some of which are back in person, socially distant masks as the conditions permit. And we're really a close-knit community that put us in a good position to be able to withstand the stressors of the last month over the course of the pandemic, and we've been able to thrive in spite of that stress. And the Elmore Hills Minyan is fortunate to be one of six shuls with three mikvahs in the greater Elizabeth community, comprised of a united kehila. Our community members here live in central New Jersey with just a short commute from Midtown Manhattan for those who are commuting, as well as Brooklyn. And most of our children, my own included, attend the JEC, which has really done an incredible job in maintaining a healthy environment that our students and our children have been able to continue learning together with their rebbeim, their moras and teachers in person for all but 1 week so far this year, and in Yirtzeh Hashem, that will continue. I was talking to my three-year-old last night, and I said, what was the best part of your day? And he said, school. There are other schools in the community. There's Kushner in Livingston, New Jersey. There are other high schools within driving distance, and it allows us to really appreciate the diversity of perspectives as we embrace our motto of be yourself and grow together. Our community members live in a community with affordable housing that has just minutes from Newark Airport. We have, our shul has the earliest minyan in the area at 5:45 or 5:50, depending if it's Monday, Thursday, or other weekdays. So we often benefit from meeting people who are passing through. And we have great amenities like a Union Y that has a popular daycare, summer day camp program, along with plenty of stores that are certified by our Vana Kashrus of Greater Elizabeth, led by Rebbe Lazar Meir Taishlita, including a kosher grocery store and butcher, Israeli grill, Chinese food, kosher Dunkin' Donuts. Actually, the factory produces donuts for other communities in New Jersey and Staten Island, a pizza shop, and so much more. It's really just a great place to live. There are parks and places to exercise and to raise a firm, solid, grounded Jewish family.
Amazing. Really sounds like a very, very special place. And I think you forgot to mention, perhaps, world's greatest kosher Chinese.
Yes.
Rabbi Bleicher, we've talked on these calls for the last few months about all the change our communities are experiencing and going through. And I really mean beyond just the social distancing, but also the isolation that we're experiencing, the mask wearing, all really good ideas that keep us and those around us safe. Obviously, the opportunities with technology and with Zoom and other platforms to be able to connect really worldwide when it comes to Urim and even to some degree with davening. But when you think about your shul and you think about the broader community of Elizabeth and even more bigadol of the larger Jewish community, what communal changes do you anticipate for yours and the Jewish community for perhaps now, but even as we can look in Yirtzeh Hashem, hopefully soon, for a post-COVID-19 world?
You know, I think that the stressors that we've endured, and you know, really the worst part of it is the isolation of people who are not able to connect and interact with one another as we did before. As a mental health professional myself, I really understand the threat that poses to a person's overall health, not just emotional and mental health, but physical health as well. And it forces us to really remain very diligent and to pay close attention of how to remain connected so that we can grow together. You know, there have been programs over Zoom that have been incredibly helpful, especially as the weather, usually at this time of year, begins to change and get colder. In general, it's harder for people to get out, to come to shiurim and programs and davening. And the opportunity to meet together from the comfort of our homes for those who can't come to shul is a great improvement. It's something that I think, you know, we'll look back on and say that there's a real silver lining here. And I think that having to be more mindful about connecting with others rather than taking connection for granted. You know, of course I'll see that person in shul or I'll see them in the grocery store. Now, we have to think a little bit more. We have to put in a little bit more effort to be able to grow. And above all, I think that it's helped us pause and reconsider our values. You know, what's really important to us? How do I want to spend the extra time that I used to spend commuting for those who are still working from home? How do we spend the extra money that we used to spend on tolls and gas? And really, how do I ground myself with what's important to me so that when, God willing, this pandemic is over, we'll be able to look back proudly with the growth that we've achieved even under duress. Rabbi Abraham J. Twersky likes to talk about a lobster that only grows bigger after it sheds its shell. And it encounters a great deal of pressure and discomfort before that happens. And then finally, it just sheds the shell and it creates a new one, but it's bigger. Its body itself is larger and it's more capable. And I think that that's what we're almost being forced to do, still within the confines of our homes and our community, but with the leadership of Gedolim and community leaders and lay leaders and organizations such as the OU coming together, allowing us to remain united. You know, I'm hopeful and confident about the fact that we'll be able to get through this stronger and more connected than ever. and really better servants than Hashem than maybe we even were before, because we'll be able to connect with, you know, Rabbanim. You know, think about the shiurim and the programs that go on that allow people to connect to Gedolei Yisrael from all walks of life in all areas of the world. In a way that, you know, we used to have scholars in residence and it was something special, and now we're just able to log on and benefit in real time from leaders and being able to learn together with people who have more time in their schedule, do more chesed. I think that that's a change that, you know, we probably weren't prepared for, but we've risen to the occasion. And I think that on a communal level, it puts us in a very good position when, God willing, this will be over very, very soon.
Amen. Beautifully said, as always. And that idea from Roy Twersky is one of my favorites. I appreciate you sharing it with everyone on the call. Rabbi Bleicher, thank you so much for being on the call today and for providing us with a picture of your wonderful community. As they are with all of Klal Yisrael and of the entire world, our thoughts and our tefillos, our prayers are with you and your community for continued baracha, success, growth, and good health. We hope and pray that all of our collective efforts for safety, strength, and a refuah for all of those in need will be answered with tova for good. And may the Rabbonus Olam, the Master of the World, please speedily bring an end to these days of concern and uncertainty. Please join us again on Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern Time, for Words of Inspiration for Rabbi Moshe Shiner of the Palm Beach Synagogue in Palm Beach, Florida. We had Rabbi Shiner back on the call, I want to say probably around May, so looking forward to having him back on the call again. This concludes today's call with hearts full of faith. Stay strong, hopeful, and optimistic. Wishing everyone a wonderful, meaningful, restful, healthy, and safe Shabbos. Shabbat Shalom.